public contribution of $750 million. That's a lot of money. And now, as we are coming out of the pandemic, do we really want to do it? Even Marilyn Kirkpatrick, the chair of the Clark County Republican Party, Clark County Commission, said she's not sure that she's in favor of it. She thinks the timing is all wrong. Is the timing wrong?
Well, it might well be. I mean, look, it seems to me like Sisolak will just basically pull the plug on any business at any time, or pull the plug on the state, quite frankly. I mean, if he can do this to us once, you don't think that he'll not do it to us again?
Yeah. Nope. You're right.
When's the next variation of a flu going to come about?
Yeah. Hey, by the way, more people have asked me, when is the next MAGA meetup? I know it's something that so many people really enjoyed. Is there a possibility now that we've all been set free by the Clark County Commission and by the governor? Is it possible we're all going to be able to get to meet up?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Courtney and I will be putting something together. Don't know where, don't know what it's going to look like. We might have to rebrand it a little bit, obviously. But there will be something. We've initially talked about it, but now that we're open, we can start thinking and planning accordingly. And I think it will be a very good idea to start getting people activated for 2022.
Got to do it now. Megan, yep. how can folks reach out to you?
ReaganBabe.com is my website. You can go there, sign up for my newsletter. Comes every Sunday night at about 6 o'clock. A great read. Or Reagan Babe on Facebook. You can sign up for my newsletter there as well. Reagan Babe on Twitter.
Very good. Megan, always good. We'll talk with you again next week.
Very good, Kevin. Thank you so much.
There you go. Megan Barth from ReaganBabe.com joining us. Stick around. More to do. Heidi Harris will join us in just a few minutes as we continue on AM 670 KMCQ.
KMCQ on-time traffic is powered by Meineke Car Care Centers. Right now, come in for a synthetic blend oil change for just $17.95.
Well, at 5:30, I say welcome to the rush hour, and that's the way it looks on area freeways right now. You are bumper to bumper. Summerlin Parkway westbound at Buffalo. It's been a slow ride through there for the past 40 minutes or so. Also, do expect some reduced speeds on Interstate 15 southbound at Oakey as you work your way around the Spaghetti Bowl there. 15 northbound at the 215 interchange. You're pretty sluggish. 215 westbound at Gibson. Slow through that neighborhood in Henderson. And do watch for utility work on Charleston Boulevard. That's both directions. It's between US 95 and Marion Drives. Those turn lanes close at 9 p.m. nightly through the end of the month.
New Mail Medical presents this sports flash from the world-famous Las Vegas Strip. I'm Matt Pauly. The Raiders are going to bring back veteran offensive lineman Sam Young. This is according to the Review Journal. Last year, he appeared in 11 games, made 7 starts, mostly for right tackle Trent Brown. There are currently 90 players on the roster, so they'll need to make a move to create room for him to be added. Vegas Golden Knights hockey, they're down 2-0 in their series against Colorado. They lose in overtime yesterday by a 3-2 score. Alex Martinez and Riley Smith scoring the 2 goals for Vegas. And now the series shifts to Las Vegas for games 3 and 4. Game 3 is scheduled for tomorrow night at T-Mobile Arena. This sports flash is brought to you by New Mail Medical, 702-919-0609. From the world-famous Las Vegas Strip, I'm Matt Pauly on AM 670 KMZQ, Talk Radio Done Right.
Start with everyone with a brand new puppy they cannot leave home alone. There he is now, disemboweling a sofa. Now narrow it to the puppy parents who need to get their prescriptions refilled today. For you, there's Walgreens same-day prescription delivery. Medication sent right to your door from the local Walgreens you already know and trust. So you can spend all day at home teaching your new puppy some manners. Elroy, roll over. Or just sit there and tilt your head. Aww. To join, text JOINRX to 21525.
This is a metaphor for your business's journey. Sometimes it feels like you're going 100 miles an hour, barely keeping up. But to cruise through challenges, you need someone who's right there with you. That's what Dell Technologies advisors do. They have the tech advice you need to get past whatever's in front of you and get to where you want to go.
For advice on solutions like XPS 13 laptops powered by Intel Evo platform, call an advisor today at 877-ASK-DELL.
When you need legal expertise, you got a lot of options. Heck, just spend a few minutes watching local TV, you'll see plenty of legal help. Hey, Kevin Wall here. Look, no one ever wants to need an attorney. But when you do, it's important to hire one who knows the law. But more importantly, you need an attorney who shares your conservative values. That's why my small business, Battleborn Radio, trusts Craig Mueller to handle all our legal needs. Craig was born and raised here in Las Vegas, and he's our legal expert on Live and Local Now. Craig's been defending the Constitution for more than three decades, protecting your rights. And if you're hurt, in a car accident, or on the job, Craig Mueller will get you the money you deserve. I trust Craig Mueller with my small business. You can too. Call Craig at 702-887-1731. That's 702-887-1731. 887-1731. Or visit Craig online at CraigMuellerLawyer.com. That's CraigMuellerLawyer.com.
The same great show with the same great host, just at a new address. Live and Local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KNZQ. Talk radio done right.
And this hour of Live and Local brought to you by the SKC Group. Let the SKC Group show you and your business how an increased web presence can increase your bottom line. Call the SKC Group. They're open right now. They'll take your call, I promise. 702-965-2016. That's 702-965-2016. So happy to have her on because I love having her on Thursdays. Heidi Harris, the weekday host, 9 a.m. to noon right here on AM 670 KMZQ. Heidi, first of all, how was your Memorial Day holiday? Did you have fun?
Oh, good. Went down to see my mom for the first time in 16 months. Had a good time with
Wow.
I went early and I came home early, so I avoided all the crazy traffic. Although most people were not coming from California. You know, most people were not going down there. They were coming up here. So.
Yeah. While we were throwing another shrimp on the Barbie, the 81st Nevada legislature gaveled out. And I can't recall, and you've been following this thing a lot longer than I have, I can't recall a more partisan legislature. In fact, Republican bills that were passed constituted approximately 10% of all the bills passed in the assembly. That's embarrassing. That's not democracy, is it?
Well, I think the Republicans in this state need to get off their butt and get some more people elected to the assembly, give them the help they need, pick good candidates, and they won't have this problem. You know, the Democrats don't want bipartisanship when they have the majority. We all know that. It's nothing new. So, the Republicans, listen, Mark. What's going on, you, Mark? Listen, Kevin, here's the boss.
Hello, Mark Thomas.
Mark all morning.
Hello,
right,
Mark Thomas.
Mark the break. So, here's the thing, Kevin. Republicans want to whine about all this stuff, but we need to get Republicans elected. And I know there were probably shenanigans in the, during the voting. I think most people agree on that. But bottom line, we have to get the people in there. But the problem is, with the mining tax, we got a couple of weak Republicans. All they have to do is pick off a few here, a few there, and the Democrats always find a way to do it. Now we've got taxes on mining, which shouldn't be there. So, you know, we want to get Republicans in there, but the wusses, they can always pick off a few weak ones. They go along with it. And so what are you going to do?
And by the way, just for the record, the mining industry supposedly, and there's a letter, you know, that's floating around from the head of the mining industry, and the whole deal is they asked for this in lieu of something much worse.
Well, yeah, but that shouldn't happen. See, this is the problem. I understand what you're saying, and it's a good excuse for the Republicans. Bottom line is this. We don't look around in the state. This is what we do. We look around, we see who's successful, and then we find a way to tax them. Oh, Kevin, you're making money. That's it. You're the guy who's going to pay now. And of course they were concerned about it, because they were concerned about it going to the ballot. No one cares about mining, so they want to jack up mining taxes, which of course is a lot on them for not being able to put out the message that we don't want to jack up anybody's taxes. But we have an inordinate amount of money this year. We are awash in money. Federal funds, all the other money that came in last minute, we found out how much was going to be in the state of Nevada, and yet still they raise taxes because these people don't know how to do anything else. But once again, I'm blaming the Republicans. They picked off weak Republicans to get this through. That's what always happens. There's going to be no solidarity up there. That's why a lot of people say, why the hell should I vote for Republicans? They're just going to collapse like cheap tents. That's what they've done.
Well, and now we have AB 321 has been signed by Governor Sisolak. It is now the law of the land. And that, of course, is going to change our election law forever. It's going to take what was an emergency declaration and all of a sudden codifying it and making it law. How bad is that for us, for folks that...
That's terrible.
Yeah.
I mean, it's terrible. The idea that everybody gets a ballot, all these ridiculous changes that were made under the guise of COVID and this and that, it's terrible. It's absolutely terrible. And, of course, the people who, you know, want election integrity are very frustrated with it. The people who don't are thrilled with it. It's terrible for the state. And there are folks who say that we'll never have conservatives ever elected again. I don't know if that'll happen. It might. It really might. And I don't know. But bottom line, Republicans have to continue to fight. They have to continue to get good candidates, and not only get the good candidates, recruit them, but support them. The good people, not the ones who collapse like cheap tents. Remember, the people who push the tax increases, let's see, Kenny Gwynn, oh yeah, Republican. Ryan Sandoval, oh yeah, Republican. They get this through with weak Republicans. That's what happens again and again and again. We can talk a good game, but we have to be strong, and we've got to fight them every step of the way on these kinds of things. And I don't know how easily that's going to be done with this new voting.
Well, okay, so going back to something you talked about earlier, the whole notion of, say, ballot harvesting or at-home voting, is there any evidence at all that there is a plan in place to do it better than the Democrats?
Is there any plan in place to do what? I'm sorry, my alarm went off. To do what?
Oh, no, to do ballot harvesting. I mean, which is where you gather up a whole bunch of ballots and you deliver.
Oh, Republicans. Absolutely Republicans should do it. If it's going to be legal, absolutely Republicans should do it. But the problem is the Democrats are going to do what they do. And, you know, we've seen the reports of people driving around with car fulls of ballots, knocking on the doors at every senior, you know, apartment in a senior complex, things like that, telling people, oh, yeah, we'll take your ballot down. Yeah, I think Republicans ought to do that. If it's legal, they should. But it's just incredibly frustrating, Kevin, because I don't know how we come back from this. And the state has turned bluer by the second, and it's depressing to tell you the truth. But I don't know where you go. I mean, I'm going to tell you the truth. My husband and I looked into leaving town. We did this last
no.
year. We seriously considered it. Oh, yeah. We seriously considered it. And we looked around, and you look at some places. I'm not going to mention where we looked. You look at some places, and then you see the influx of Californians who are coming into those places. And I'm thinking, wait a second, why should I leave town when I've already seen this town destroyed by Republicans? I've already seen this movie. Why would I move somewhere else and watch this happen? The problem is we need to reach out to the folks who have fled places like Illinois, Michigan, California, and reach out to them and say, look, you left there for a reason. Let's not replicate that here. And that's what we're doing wrong, as far as I'm concerned. And once again, not getting the right Republicans in office. They're wusses. They're desperate to stay in their seats. They listen to threats. You know, they get schmoozed. And the thing that's so funny is these Republicans who are weak and vote for these taxes, the problem with these folks is the Democrats go, oh, it's so nice of you to go along with us. But when it comes to election time again, nobody's going to give them credit for, oh, look, she voted for education taxes, or to pay more money for education. Republicans never get credit for wimping out, ever. I don't know why they don't understand that. It happens again and again. They go along to get along, and they get tossed out.
Heidi, let me ask you, what should the marching orders be from now till the midterm elections for the Republican Party in the state of Nevada? Give me where we begin and where you think we can finish.
Well, I think we have to, first of all get along. There's a lot of, as you know, a lot of dissension among the ranks, and that's Republicans and Democrats. We've got to be able to come together. We've got to recruit really good candidates. We've got to support those candidates. Look at where there's the greatest likelihood of getting people elected in certain areas. Certainly that would be, you know, look at the most vulnerable people on the left, things like that. But once again, the right candidates, we've got to get together and do this and take action, because if we win overwhelmingly, then it's harder for them to cheat. I mean, will we ever succeed? Will we ever be able to get a conservative elected again with this new craziness? I don't know, but you can never give up the fight. You just can't give up. You have to keep making an effort.
Do you think we can take control of either the Senate or the Assembly? Do you think that is possible? Is that a goal to shoot for? And is it achievable?
Well, I think it's a goal to shoot for always.
because if nothing else, a lot of times it will stop them from achieving what they want to achieve for the state. It's all going to depend largely on what happens with Sisolak. I'm very concerned. A lot of people say, oh, he'll never get reelected. Don't count on it, pal. I mean, I don't mean you, but I mean these people I hear say this. Don't count on it. I mean, this guy very well could get reelected because a lot of people are not that bright and they don't have long memories and they don't understand what he did to us. Or, even worse, they'll say, oh, thank you, Governor, for protecting us, for shutting us down so we were protected. And the people who couldn't get unemployment for months and months and months, all those kind of people, they're either going to go out of town or they're going to go away or they're going to forget about it once they get the money. And that's my concern for 2022. And if the governor is able to say, oh, look what I accomplished during the legislative session, we did this and this and this and got money for education and these kinds of things, then if the governor's popular at that point, which for you and me it's impossible to imagine, but I'm being realistic here, if the governor's popular, then who comes in with him? Democrats. That's what happens a lot of times.
Let me ask you, John Lee has gotten into the race. Joe Lombardo has gotten into the race to replace Steve Sisolak. You like either of those guys?
I do. I like them both. Just went to a lunch the other day where John Lee was speaking. I have not. I'm going to get him on the show. I had not met him before. Great guy. Gave a great speech. Of course, we all know Lombardo. Known him for years. I think that, you know, John Lee's done a lot of amazing things with North Las Vegas. Business owner, understands how to read a spreadsheet. I think that's important. The same can be said for Lombardo because he's run a pretty big agency. So, you know, these are two viable candidates, I think, and I like them both, and it'll be interesting to see what happens.
Well, we will find out together. Heidi, always good to visit with you. Thank you so much. Always fun to have you on. We'll do it again next week, okay?
Thank you, my friend. Thank you.
There you go, and I'll be with... Oh, by the way, Heidi, you still there? No? Oh, no. Sorry, sorry about that. I had one more question for her, and I forgot to ask it. Sorry. Stay where you are. More to come as we continue. That was Heidi Harris. You hear her weekdays, 9 a.m. till noon. You'll hear me at 11:35, by the way, tomorrow. And we'll have some, we always giggle. For some reason, we always giggle when we're together on air and off. We'll talk about that and more coming up on AM 670 KMZQ.
Discussing the biggest issues.
It's just fundamentally offensive and frightening. It's just frightening. You say, like, who are we? How did we get to this place?
AM 670 KMZQ.
Carry on my wayward son. Don't you cry no more.
Carry on all the way to your locally owned Meineke, your one-stop shop for total car care. With Meineke e-inspection, you'll know the problem and the fix. We'll send real-time updates, photos, and technician notes straight to your phone. Book online today and get a $17.95 basic oil change. Engine, brakes, tires, oil. Meineke, doing car care right. At participating locations, terms and conditions apply.
Hi, I'm State Senator Scott Hammond. These are difficult times for all of us, a time set apart. But our Las Vegas community has always come together when we need to. We all have a part to play. And it is heartwarming to know that our community is strong enough to fight this. Many of you also have questions or concerns, which is why I have compiled as much information and resources on my website as possible. Please visit HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. That's HammondForNevada.com/COVID-19. Paid for by Friends of Scott Hammond.
Prescription products require an online consultation with a healthcare provider and are only available if the provider determines a prescription is appropriate. Subscription required. See website for full details and important safety information.
Hey guys, good news. The outrageously expensive little blue pill is now generic, which means you can get the prescription medication to treat ED at affordable prices. And Hims makes it extra affordable. You pay just $30 for a month's supply. And right now, get your first online doctor's visit totally free for Hims.com/radio. That's right. Free, zero copay, no expensive appointments, no awkward face-to-face conversations to get your prescription. Hims connects you to doctors online who can evaluate you and, if appropriate, prescribe your ED medication. And a pharmacy sends it right to your door. Hims makes it affordable, private, and incredibly easy. Nobody likes dealing with ED. Now, thanks to Hims, nobody has to. And that's really good news. To start your free online visit, you need to go to this exclusive address. ForHims.com/radio. That's ForHims.com/radio for your free online visit. ForHims.com/radio.
I'm John Sarpolis, president of Nevada Policy Research Institute. There are plenty of institutions and organizations here in Nevada that want to control your lives through our state government. Nevada Policy Research Institute is here to stop these overgrown bullies. Ask yourself, who is keeping Nevada students from returning to school? will the governor actually cut some state programs and government employees instead of raising your taxes? In the 2021 legislative session, the cry from the institutions will be more taxes, more taxes. Nevada Policy will be there to speak for you, the individual. Nevada Policy educates voters, legislators, and the media on sound ideas to protect your freedoms and pocketbook. Nevada Policy publishes, lobbies, testifies, litigates, and speaks, to name some of the many ways Nevada Policy changes minds. If you'd like to understand our state's issues and hear solutions to Nevada's problems, sign up for our emails at nevadapolicy.org. This Nevada Policy Update has been brought to you in partnership with the Nevada Trucking Association.
Hi, I'm Dr. Gordon Christensen, and if you're a dentist as I am, or you know a dentist, please take a moment to listen. When I became a dentist, I learned how quickly poor oral health can lead to other serious health problems. And for people without access to care, these problems can spiral very quickly. I wanted to help, but I wasn't sure how I could until I joined Dental Lifeline Network. It's a nonprofit that has helped us literally change the lives of people in our communities. DLN asks dentists to volunteer to see just one of the many patients in need in your area. It's very simple. DLN screens those in need and coordinates an initial appointment that takes place in the comfort of the dentist's own office and on their schedule. Right now, there's a wait list for patients in need in your community. I'm asking fellow dentists who will join me in seeing one patient per year.
Learn more about Dental Lifeline Network at willyouseeone.org. That's willyouseeone.org.
Newsmakers, newsbreakers, and everything in between. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons from 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
A lot of people today are calling for the ouster, either by resignation or firing, of no less than Dr. Fauci. Nothing from the Biden administration. But Laura Ingraham, she made a wonderful, wonderful case last night after the release of the Fauci emails. And it ended up proving Laura Ingraham right.
Now, these emails should mark the end of the road for Fauci. He allowed taxpayer dollars to fund the Chinese lab that may have created the virus that crippled the world and killed millions. And as these emails show, he and his cronies launched a desperate campaign to cover that up. Now, was it because they were worried about their own reputations? As for the media's role in the cover-up, they didn't just protect Fauci, they deified him in their obsession to drive Trump out of office. And that all continued today.
There's no doubt that there are people out there who, for one reason or other, resent me for what I did in the last administration, which was not anything that was anti-Trump at all. It was just trying to get the right information. As you learn more and more, you've got to continue to evolve with the data. And that's what I was trying to do, is to always tell the truth.
Is that why we're calling it evolving? Now, here's Wallace's tough follow-up.
Well, the true mark of someone is if they look good, even when their personal emails come out. So you pass the test that very few of us would pass.
That's funny. Really funny. They trusted the CCP more than they trusted the American people with the truth. We know that lots of people inside our government, in big tech, in the media, were not motivated by the science or health. But they were motivated about what was going to help them defeat Trump. Now, this is why conservatives don't trust the experts and the globalists that they serve. Trump didn't destroy their credibility. They did it to themselves. Now, most of us are simply going to ignore them. They've proven to be liars, calculating enough to use public fear to drive irrational policies, while at the same time rejecting beneficial therapies like ivermectin and hydroxychloroquine. The angle got it right on most of the big issues. Why? Well, we developed our own independent, reliable sources of information. Frontline doctors who actually treated hundreds of COVID patients, along with researchers and academics who weren't afraid of being censored. Going forward, we need every document about the management of this pandemic, the Wuhan lab, gain of function, all of it to be released without any redactions, except for some extraneous personal information. You can redact that. Americans need to see the full picture of what happened and who was driving it. Fauci and everyone who aided and abetted him should have been terminated long ago. If Democrats really cared about restoring the public's trust, they would immediately call for hearings. And the questions would be something unusual for the Democrats. They'd be objective, serious, and probing.
Laura Ingraham just got it right. And Fauci should be fired. There's no doubt in my mind. But it's not going to happen because he's on the other team now. Now he's on the Biden team. Stick around. More to do as we continue. I'm Kevin Wall. Good to have you with us as we inch ever closer to the weekend on AM 670 KMZQ.
You can listen to the radio again on the weekends. On Saturday, you can enjoy Handle on the Law, Leo Laporte, the Tech Guy, Real Estate Today, and Las Vegas Rocks with Vegas insider Ron Garrett. AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Laborers Union Local 872 is committed to ensuring the safety and health of their workforce. Here are five recommendations to keep you and everyone safe on the job site. Perform a self-assessment before arriving on the job site. Avoid close contact with people who are sick. Keep your distance. Adhering to the regulations and limit large group interactions. Laborers Union Local 872. Vegas strong, union proud.
I'm attorney Paul Powell. If you get hurt in a crash, did you know your lawyer can take more money than you? That's right. You get hurt and the lawyer gets rich. Not very fair, is it? When you hire me, those worries go bye, bye, bye. I promise never to take more money than you. And I put it in writing.
If you're tired of greedy lawyers, call 728-5500 or go to paulpowell.com.
I really can help.
Paul Powell.
More lawyer, less fee.
Some restrictions apply.
Our country is in an upheaval that continues to fester. Elected officials from the lowest recesses of our local government to the highest office in the land have played a part in the divisiveness of today's America. And we, Americans, bear the risk. I'm Sam Peters, owner of Peters Family Insurance here in Las Vegas. Our government is opening our country's border. Shutdowns have destroyed businesses and jobs, and crime rates are on the rise. Are you prepared? Peters Family Insurance is a conservative, veteran-owned business with two locations in Las Vegas. If you've not taken a look at the risks you face every day, give us a call. Whether it's auto, home, business, or life insurance, we can help. We've been voted best of Las Vegas for 2 years straight, and we live up to that award. Support local conservative small business owners before liberal elected officials put us all out of business. Call Peters Family Insurance today at 702-870-4000. Again, that's 702-870-4000. 870-4000.
We're here early before they wake up. We stay late. We stay informed. We invest in the latest technology.
We take the time to train the next generation of doctors and nurses. We work together to make sure we heal their bodies and their minds.
We do this not because it's our job, but because this is about our veterans' lives. This is our mission. More than 300,000 of us working as one, together with families and loved ones. No matter where they live in this country, we'll be there.
We all come together and stand together to serve our veterans. We stand strong, united. Stand with us in caring for our veterans.
It's all about Las Vegas. Live and local with Kevin Wall. Weekday afternoons 3 to 6 on AM 670 KMZQ. Talk radio done right.
Cancel culture is everywhere, ladies and gentlemen, and I mean everywhere. And now even conservatives are using the cancel culture. Gentleman Jim Dallas has found a story from North Carolina that will make you feel better.
And this is kind of funny, too, because Surry County, North Carolina, pretty rural area. In fact, its largest city is about 10,000 people. Mount Airy is the name of it, and if you think that sounds familiar, it's the model for the Andy Griffith Show.
Oh, no kidding.
Yes, Mount Airy was Mayberry, basically. In any event, Eddie Harris, one of the Surrey County commissioners, he said in an interview that removing these vending machines was a way for the county to stand up against cancel culture. Because you know that Delta and Coca-Cola... And